In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Glad to be with you today. Just know today that the bridegroom is coming. Oh yes, his name is Jesus. The bridegroom is coming, and we need to be aware of that, and we need to be ready. Ready for the coming of the bridegroom. And we are the bride. The church is the bride. We await the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who will come on the clouds and who will bring us to himself by the grace of God. I'm reading from the 25th chapter of St. Matthew. "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom." We must remember that the wedding of the Middle East is not like the wedding of the West. It is all about the bridegroom. I told you before, and I'd love to tell you the story, that we went to a wedding in the Middle East, and the bride was there, and she was dancing with other women, and everybody was eating, and I said, "Where is the bridegroom?" And they said, "He's getting ready to meet his bride." And when the bridegroom came, they would holler, "The bridegroom is here." So the five of them were wise, five wise virgins, and five were foolish. They were foolish, took their lamps with no oil in them. What is the oil? The oil is olive oil, but it represents the coming of the Spirit. There was no Holy Spirit in their lamps. There was no Holy Spirit in their lamps. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They came ready to meet the bridegroom if he comes at an hour that they didn't expect. While the bridegroom tarried, just like Jesus is tarrying, they all slumbered and slept, all of them, the wise ones and the unwise ones. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him." Oh yes, the bridegroom comes. He will come at a time when we least expect it. There will be giving of marriage, and there will be buying and selling. It will be that kind of day, just like in the days of Noah. "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go rather and sell and buy for yourselves oil. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, went in for the marriage, and their door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes." We need to be ready for the coming of the bridegroom. We need to be ready, and we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, the kingdom of God is love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can help people, so that we can do for others what needs to be done. I'm going to tell you a story that just happened a couple of days ago. This woman called me up. She was desolate. She was losing her job, and she had no one to live, no place to live. So I prayed very simply, Lord, open a door for this woman. Open a door. She was desolate. She called me yesterday and said, oh, it's a miracle. I'm going to go to work in Massachusetts, and they're going to find someplace for me to live. This is just God doing these things. The only thing I could do was say, Lord, open a door for her. She needs a miracle. Anything less than a miracle won't work. Open a door for her. And the Lord opened the door. And she was so happy. She says, oh, God is so wonderful. Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful, wonderful God. Let me tell you, your prayers may not have been answered yet, but the Lord said, persevere in praying. Persevere in praying because the bridegroom is coming. And are you ready to meet the bridegroom? Have you made him your Lord and your Savior? Are you pouring out your life for him? Do you live for him? Who are you living for? The very important question. Who are you living for? Are you living for the bridegroom? Are you living for the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, when he comes, he's going to come in glory at a time when we don't expect it. But we need to have our lamps trimmed with the Holy Spirit. How important the Holy Spirit is. We need the Holy Spirit in order to live the Christian life. We cannot live the Christian life, which is supernatural, without the Holy Spirit. Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his servants and delivered unto them his goods. Unto one he gave 5 talents. Now what is a talent? A talent is $960. So 5 times 960 is what he gave one person. To another he gave 2 talents. That'd be 2 times 960. And to another, to everyone according to his ability, and to another just 1 talent, to everyone according to his ability. And he went straightway on his journey. When he had received the 5 talents, he went out and traded with the same and made 5 more talents, so that makes 10 times 960, that's $9,600. And likewise, he that had received 2 talents also gained 2 talents. That'd be 960 times 2. But he that had received 1 talent went in the earth and dug a hole and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought 5 more talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Money is few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. In other words, you see, if we don't know how to deal with money for the kingdom, he's not going to give us anything that's worth something. Money is just green pieces of paper with dead presidents on it. We need to know that what we do with our money must be used for the kingdom. A certain amount must be used for the kingdom, at least a tenth. And he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Okay? Remember, he gave these talents according to their ability. And these 2 people doubled the talents. What happened to the 3rd? He dug a hole. And then which he received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not scattered. And I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there hast thine the 1 talent. His Lord answered and said unto him, you wicked, slothful servant, you knew I reap where I didn't sow and gathered where I didn't scatter. You ought therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received interest. Take therefore your talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. But unto him that hath not shall be taken, and he shall be an unprofitable servant. Cast him into the outer darkness. There they shall weep and gnash their teeth. Like, what do you do with your money? This is very important. What do you do with your money? Of course you need to buy groceries. Of course you need to pay the rent. Of all those things you need to do. But what do you do with your money? You see, money is the least of the things. If we are good with money, the Lord will set us over people and give us people. That woman that called me, I was distressed with her. I knew we needed a miracle. I knew we needed a miracle. And if there wasn't a miracle, I didn't know where she was going to live. And the only thing I could do was to pray that the Lord would open the door for her. And she only had 24 hours for the door to be opened. And God did it. God opened the door. Isn't this wonderful? You see, the Lord knows that I use my money wisely. I use my money wisely. I set aside money for the kingdom. And if he can trust me with money, he can trust me with people who have an eternal soul. Can he trust you today with people? Can he trust you today with people? If you are not good with your money, I'm going to tell you, he cannot trust you with people. This is very interesting because money is the least of the things. And yet the Bible speaks more about money than it does about heaven, Old and New Testament. We need to use a portion of our money for the kingdom of God. And then God will give us what really matters, people. He will set us over people, not to lord it over people, but to instruct people and to love people and to give people guidance. Oh, yes, that's what God will do. And we're going to the 31st verse of chapter 25. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and he will come in his glory, and with all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. I remember being in the Holy Land. I believe it was Friday, and it was the day that they divided the sheep and the goats. You could see it on the street, the goats and the sheep. And I said, this is the 25th chapter of Matthew. This is real. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. I'm a sheep. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? Because by grace through faith they did good works. By grace through faith they did good works. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when were you sick or in prison and we came to visit you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. Oh, yes. What are you doing for Jesus today? What are you doing for Jesus today? Can you make a telephone call to someone who never gets a telephone call? Can you pray with somebody over the phone who needs a prayer? What you do to the least of my brethren, you do unto Jesus. Remember, we are saved by grace through faith, which produce good works. Faith without works is dead. What about the second group? What about the second group, the goats? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of my brethren, you have done it to me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, and a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and didn't minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Truly, truly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least, you did it to me. And if you didn't do it to the least, you did not do it to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Again, this money thing is related. If we are not able to use our money for the kingdom, at least some of it, how can God give us the ability to minister to the hungry? Yes, every Saturday we go out and minister to the hungry. People say, oh, you're so wonderful. No, we're just doing what needs to be done. It has nothing to do with being wonderful. But we are feeding Jesus. We are feeding Jesus. You know, when Anthony comes to the door, I most of the time will go down and greet him, and he has nobody else. And so I give him something to eat. And it's Jesus that's eating at my table. It's Jesus. And I'm not perfect. So the other day he came in and I was upstairs and I wasn't going to go down. But I did give him money so that he could return home. You see, what we do to other people, we do to Jesus. This is true. We don't see Jesus, but we see other people. And if we do not minister to their needs, we are not ministering to the needs of Jesus. God will ask us, what did you do for me? Who were you living for? Was it all about you and your family only? How did you use your time? How did you use your money? How did you use the things I gave you? Did you visit me? Did you give me to eat? Did you give me to drink? This is very important because it says, these shall go to everlasting punishment, the ones that didn't feed him, the one that didn't clothe him, but the righteous unto life eternal. We need to have good works. We are not saved by our works. We are saved by grace through faith, which produces works. But faith without works is dead. And we are working for Jesus. We are clothing Jesus. We have a playpen every October in the church. And people are buying things for babies and mothers that are unwed. And we, every October is pro-life month. It used to be anyway. We still call it pro-life month. And we collect things for the unwed mothers for their infants. This is very important. I have one man who's bought so many diapers that they'll be used diapers for weeks. And see, people responding. People responding to the needs of other people. We don't even see these women, but we do know that they're heroines. They decided to have their children, and we want to give them what they need. We want to give them onesies. I never knew what a onesie was. Now I do. It's just one piece that covers the infant. We want to give them diapers. We want to give them stuffed animals. We want to give them things that they're going to use. Even though we do not see these women, we do them in the name of Jesus. Who are we clothing? We're clothing Jesus. Who are we buying things for? We are buying things for Jesus. Do you know that today? That what you do to the least of his friends, you do it to Jesus, the bridegroom. He's coming at a time we don't expect. He's coming, and he wants to see us filled with good works. But we are saved by grace through faith, which produces good works. Faith without works is dead. And we see that in the 25th chapter of Matthew. Those that do not clothe Jesus, those that do not clothe Jesus are thrown into everlasting punishment. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The people that come to us and the people we serve do not look like Jesus. He's hiding under their disguise. But it's Jesus that comes to the door. How do we treat Jesus that comes to the door? Do we open our hearts to him? You know, people come to the door to go to confession. They don't make an appointment. Well, I'm not going to say you have no appointment. If they want to go to confession, that's an honor for me to hear their confession. You know, this is so important. How we treat others is the way we treat Jesus. How can I say it more clearly? How we treat others is the way we treat Jesus. Again, every Saturday we're out there. We've been there for over 15 years. Only one Saturday we didn't go because it was a snowstorm. And the people wait for us. They wait for the chicken that we give them. They wait for the sandwiches that we give them. They wait for us. It's all done in the name of Jesus. It's not done for us. We have nothing to brag about. We're only doing what God calls us to do. We're unprofitable servants trying to do what God wants us to do. It has nothing to do with, aren't you good people? Aren't you good people? You know, I was tempted once to call the papers, and the Lord says, you don't need to call the papers. I see what you're doing. You don't need to call the papers. That's right, we never call the papers. Jesus sees what we're doing. He sees that we're ministering to Him under the guise of the people that come. And let me tell you, there are many people that are homeless. Many people that are homeless. Mary Lou is really good at this. She will also get two bags of food that when we're driving through Boston, if she sees someone that's a person that lives on the street, she will give them one of the bags or two of the bags of food that she prepares. Because she says, you know, they don't all come to us. We need to go to them. So she does that. And that's feeding Jesus. Who have you fed? When's the last time you fed Jesus? When's the last time you talked with him on the telephone? When's the last time you did for Jesus what only you could do? I'm telling you, it's time for us to do for Jesus. And again, it doesn't look like Jesus. Anthony does not look like Jesus. But I'm telling you, it is Jesus coming to my door. And he's hungry, and he wants to eat, and he's thirsty, and he wants to drink, and he wants a piece of cake, so we get him a piece of cake. This is nothing great. This is what we're called to do. This is what we're called to do as Christians. Who are we living for? That's the issue. Are we living for ourselves, or are we living for Jesus? Chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of Passover, and the Son of Man will be betrayed and crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and scribes and the elders of the people unto the place of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they consulted that they might take Jesus and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, not on Passover, lest there be an uproar among the people. So we see Jesus is going to go to the cross. He's going to do the most important ministry that he had, and that's to draw all men and women unto himself. Jesus went to the cross because he died for you and me, and he rose for you and me. Jesus is the Lord. And he knew that he was going to die. He knew he was going to be crucified. It was not news to him. He knew these things would happen. He prophesied that 3 or 4 times in the Bible. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, please send something in so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to invite you to Days of Glory between November 5th and the 8th. It's held at Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts. You can come for the whole time. You can come for 1 or 2 days. Days of Glory. If you're interested, you can call this telephone number. 1-520-423-9290. 520-423-9290. Invite a friend. Come and expect God to do something wonderful. We have seen people that looked dead when they came in on a Thursday, leaving on a Sunday filled with the life of God. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.